Dear God, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence this morning.
主啊, 感谢你, 让我们能够来到你的面前。
Now help us to hear your word.
请你帮助我们来听到你的话语。
There are many things that draw our attention. But for the next few minutes, would you help us to focus and to hear you?
很多事情会占据我们的注意力, 但是主啊, 就让我们在下面这些时间呢，能够注重来关注你的话语。
Would you give us hearts that are open to you?
主啊, 打开我们的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音第五章,
verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第五章第三节讲, 虚心的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
第六节, 饥渴慕义的人有福了,
In the Old Testament, in 2 Kings, it tells a wonderful story.
在旧约里面的列王记下, 它里边说到一个很好的一个故事。
A woman and her husband had served God.
一个妇人和她的丈夫, 他们都服侍神。
He died and he left some debts.
然后这个丈夫去世了, 他留下了很多债务。
In the ancient world, there were no social security programs. There was no welfare.
我们知道在古时候也没有这个社会安全的这些福利措施, 所以就也没有人来帮助他。
She has two sons, and the people she owes money to are threatening to take those sons as slaves to pay off the debt.
他们有两个儿子, 所以这些债主上门来, 就威胁说要把这两个儿子拿去抵债, 让他们做奴隶。
She has tried everything.
这个妇人已经试过了一切的办法。
And she remembers a prophet who had been a friend of her and her husband.
她突然就想起来有一位先知, 她曾经是她和她丈夫的朋友。
And so she goes to him.
所以她就去找这个先知。
And he says, What do you want?
先知问你要什么?
What do you have left in your house?
你家里还剩下些什么?
She says, I don't have anything except one little jar of oil.
这女人说我家里已经什么都没有了, 我只有一瓶油。
And he says to her, okay, go to all your neighbors.
所以先知说, 那你去找你的邻舍。
And start borrowing as many empty jars as you can find.
你去跟他们去借空气瓶, 你借的越多越好。
And fill them up from that one jar you have.
然后就把你这个瓶里的油倒到这些空气瓶里面。
She sends her sons out. They're going to all the neighbors. My mom wants some empty jars.
所以她就派儿子们去找邻居们去借空气瓶。孩子们去叫说我妈妈需要空瓶子。
What for? Their neighbors probably say, what does she want them for?
邻居们肯定觉得很奇怪,要这么多空瓶子干嘛?
I don't know. I think she's crazy.
儿子们肯定也觉得,我也不知道,我妈妈肯定是疯掉了。
We don't have anything to put in the jars.
因为我们家也没有任何东西可以把瓶子充满。
But I feel sorry for my mom, and she told me to do this, so please give me some jars.
但是对不起,我妈妈真的有点糊涂了。但是妈妈既然让我们这么做,你就把空瓶子就借给我们吧。
They bring the jars home.
所以孩子们就,两个儿子就把借来的空瓶子都拿回家。
She starts filling them out of that one jar she has.
然后夫人就开始把她瓶里的油往这些空瓶子。
They get full. She says, go find some more jars.
很快她这些空瓶子都给灌满了。她说再去借更多的空瓶子。
This time they're excited.
这回他们孩子们,儿子们肯定。
They go everywhere, they get as many jars as they can get.
儿子们肯定很兴奋, 他们就拼命地去借, 能找到多少空瓶子都拿回家。
Verse 6.
然后第六节。
When the vessels were full,
这是列王记下的第四章,
she said to her son, bring me another vessel.
他最后把这些瓶子又给灌满了, 然后又跟他儿子们说, 再去借更多的。
And he said to her, there's not another.
儿子们说, 已经没有空瓶子了。
Then the oil stopped flowing.
然后这个瓶子里的油就
She came and told Elisha.
然后他去告诉这个先知李丽莎,
and he said, go, sell the oil.
李丽莎说,去把这些油卖了,
pay your debts.
把这个债务还清,
and you and your sons can live on the rest.
然后你跟儿子们就靠着这个剩下的油来度日吧。
That is one story out of a whole series of stories in the book of 2 Kings.
在列王记下里面有很多这样的神迹的故事, 这是其中一个而已。
About people who are helpless.
就是关于那些已经觉得实在没有任何帮助, 没有任何办法的这些人。
Later in this chapter is a story about a woman whose son is dead.
这还是同样一章里面还讲到一个妇人, 她的儿子死了。
God raises her son.
神让他的儿子死里复活。
The next chapter tells about a leper who can find no cure.
然后下一章就第五章讲到一个得了大麻风的人, 也没有任何办法能医治他。
God heals him.
但是神医治了他。
The chapter after that tells about a city that is surrounded by a Syrian army and there's no hope for them.
然后下一章又讲到这个一个城市被叙利亚的军队包围，这个城已经完全被围困，一点办法没有。
God takes care of them.
但是神帮助他们，照顾他们。
Over and over in 2 Kings it tells about people who come to the very end of their hope.
所以这个列王记下就讲了一个又一个的故事，都是讲的这些人已经走到自己的尽头，实在
没有办法。And when they get to the bottom,
当他们已经完全掉到 底端，再也没法再往下掉的时候，
God helps them.
神就帮助他们。
Last month I tried to preach to you about the Church of Laodicea.
上个月我讲到的牧师讲到的内容是讲到老底家的教会。
I tried to show you how important it is that we keep a passion for God.
我也提到说，对我们对神要有这样的热情是多么重要。
That we sit in the first chair.
所以我们必须要坐在第一把椅子上。
After the service, one of the sisters here asked me an important question.
那次讲到结束之后，有一个姐妹就问我一个很重要的问题。
What is it that causes us to settle for the second chair?
就是让我们坐到第二把椅子上的究竟是一些什么东西呢？
If it is so wonderful to walk close to God, why is it that we settle for something else?
如果跟神有亲密的关系，跟坐在第一把椅子上那么好，为什么我们就愿意就是只坐在第二把椅子上就满足呢？
I've been thinking about that question ever since.
从那以后我也在想这个问题。
And I want to try to give an answer this morning.
我想今天我试着回答一下。
I didn't put any outline in the bulletin.
我也没有列下来一条一条的怎么回答。
Because I don't even have an outline.
因为我的确也没有一个提纲来回答这个问题。
I just have a bunch of things that I have been thinking about with this.
我只是在考虑这个问题的时候，我有一些想到的一些事情跟大家分享。
That I want to share with you this morning.
我跟大家分享一下。
You see, the problem for the church at Laodicea.
我们知道对老底家的教会有什么问题呢？
The reason they grew lukewarm.
他们变得不冷不热。
The reason they settled for the second chair.
他们就愿意坐在第二把椅子上，是有什么原因呢？
Is really very simple.
其实是很简单的一个原因。
They had too much.
他们太拥有的太多了。
Listen to what it says.
你看看，我们看看这个关于。
You say I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing.
启示录第三章十七节，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
And when you have plenty, it's easy to settle for the comfortable second chair.
当你已经拥有很多的时候，很容易就坐在第二把椅子上，很舒服，不用再做什么努力。
That was their problem.
这是老底家教会的问题。
And very often, it's our problem.
常常也是我们的问题。
We have enough.
我们有足够的。
If your family has Thanksgiving dinner,
如果你家人一起大家吃这个感恩节大餐，
Chinese New Year's dinner,
或者我们就是中国的这个春节大餐，
you eat a big meal,
我们都是大吃一顿，
and then you go in the living room, at least I do,
就像我一样，大家就到客厅去躺那，
and I sit down in a comfortable chair,
然后找一个最舒服的椅子坐进去。
All of our children, right, my children, their husbands, wives, everyone knows there's one chair they cannot touch. That's my chair.
我的孩子们还有我的女婿这些女儿他们都知道我们家里有一把椅子他们谁都不能动的。
Everything else in the house, they're welcome to.
别的椅子你们随便坐但这把椅子不能动。
Touch my chair and you're disowned.
如果你们动我的椅子你们就要被赶出去。
And so I sit down in my chair.
所以我就坐在我的专用的那把椅子上。
And pretty soon,
很快的,
I'm asleep.
我就睡着了。
Why?
为什么?
I'm full.
因为吃得太饱了。
I'm comfortable.
又那么舒服。
Everything is wonderful.
这一切都觉得太好了。
I need nothing.
我现在什么也不需要。
And I go to sleep.
然后就睡着了。
When life is comfortable, it's easy to go to sleep.
你知道生活很富足很舒适的时候我们很容易就睡着了。
And when life is comfortable, it's easy to get sleepy spiritually.
当我们生活太富足的时候我们在属灵上也很容易就犯困。
To settle for just an easy life.
然后就过的就是轻轻松松的生活就够了。
All through the Bible we see that God helps those who are empty.
我们看到整个圣经里讲到无数的故事就是神在帮助那些已经空空如也的这些人。
Those who are not comfortable.
那些人他们已经没有舒适的生活。
Israel runs out of food. They're empty.
以色列没有食物了，他们整个也空了。
And God fills them with manna.
神就从天上降下玛拿来喂养他们。
A widow gives her last penny.
我们记得那个寡妇，她把她最后的两个小钱也奉献了。
Her purse is empty.
她的钱包空了。
And Jesus says, "You're blessed."
耶稣说你要受祝福。
David has nothing but a slingshot.
我们知道大卫他只有一个弹弓，别的武器什么都没有。
Now he has something, but compared to a giant, he really is empty.
他手头是有一个小弹弓，可是对方的哥利亚可是一个大巨人，这样的比起来，他几乎是空的，手里什么也没有。
And God uses him.
然后神就用了大卫。
The scripture we read from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
我们看到登山宝训耶稣的话。
Blessed are the poor.
那些贫穷的人有福了。
And I think, how can it be blessed to be poor?
我常常想，这些贫穷的人，他们的福气在哪儿呢？
When I figure my checkbook, I would rather have something in there.
当我看我的支票本的时候，我真希望上面有一个很大的数字，有钱嘛。
I never ever look at my checkbook and say, oh, this is wonderful, I'm almost out of money.
当我这账户里都空掉了，我看着我支票本，我不会说啊，这太好了，我都没钱了，不会这样的呀。
Jesus says,Blessed are the poor in spirit.
耶稣说虚心的人有福了。
Now I know you say, well, that's in spirit.
That
means, you know, in my heart.
你说那是讲的属灵啊，是说我心里头如果是空空的，这样的是要得祝福，不是说实际的生活。
Yeah, but I could have read it to you from Luke.
但我也可以从路加福音来跟你们讲。
And Luke just says, blessed are the poor.
路加就是这样说，贫穷的人有福。
And I read that and I think, why?
我读到这个路加福音，我在想为什么。
Blessed are those who are hungry.
为什么说那些饥渴的人有福了？
I don't think, oh, this is wonderful. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I have no food, no drink.
我不会说我现在没吃没喝的啊，太好了，实在太好了，不可能的呀。
But Jesus says, blessed are you when you're hungry and thirsty.
但是耶稣说饥渴慕义的人，当你饥饿，当你渴慕的时候，你是受祝福的。
Why?
为什么？
Because when I'm poor, when I'm hungry, when I'm thirsty, I'm ready for God to fill me.
因为当我空空如也，当我饥渴的时候，神，我就等着神来充满我。
I can no longer rely on myself.
我再不能依靠我自己。
Jesus calls 12 disciples.
耶稣呼召了十二个门徒。
They're not heroes.
这些门徒也不是什么英雄人物。
In fact, when he's arrested, they're going to run.
实际上耶稣被捕的时候，这些门徒都四散逃跑了。
Acts said they are uneducated common men.
使徒行传说他们原是没有学问的小民。
They're not very impressive.
他们也不是什么给人留下大印象的，很好的深刻印象的人物。
But they're exactly the kind of people God can use.
但是他们正是神可以用的这样的人。
Americans like to say God helps those who help themselves.
我们在美国常常会说这样一句话，神帮助那些愿意帮助自己的人。
In fact, many people think it's in the Bible.
很多人觉得这句话是从圣经里来的。
It's not in there.
这可不是圣经里的话。
In fact, the Bible teaches almost the opposite.
实际上圣经里的话几乎是跟这句话是相反的。
God helps those who can't help themselves.
神帮助那些没有法子帮助自己的人。
John 5 is probably my least favorite miracle in the whole Bible.
整个这个圣经里面有一个神迹我最不喜欢，就是约翰福音的第五章第一节讲到的那个。
Every time I read it, it irritates me.
每次读到这个神迹这个故事，我就有点生气。
I don't like this man at all.
我实在是不喜欢这个人。
And if I had been there, I would have said, Jesus, don't even heal him.
要是我在当时那个神迹发生的现场，我可能就跟耶稣说，耶稣你就别管他了，可别去帮。
He's lying on beside the pool of Siloam.
约翰福音的第五章大家可以翻第一节，讲到这个神迹是当时这个毕士大池，就是有一个人在这个池子边躺着。
He's been there for 38 years. He's an invalid.
他在那个池边躺了有38年。
And there was a Jewish tradition that sometimes an angel would come down and stir up the water.
那时候有这么一个，好像他们犹太人有这样一个传说，也可以是说天使会在定时来下来搅动池水。
And that whoever was first into the pool after the angel stirred up the water would be healed.
所以当时传说就是说，如果天使搅动池水的时候，第一个下水的人就会得医治。
So for 38 years he's been laying beside the pool waiting.
所以有38年了，这个摊子就一直在这个池边等着。
Jesus comes along.
然后耶稣过来。
And it says he knew he'd been there a long time.
耶稣知道这个人摊子已经在池边这么很多年。
And Jesus asked him a question.
所以耶稣就问他，
Do you want to be healed?
你想要得医治吗？
Now, right here is where I start to get irritated with this man.
我就从这儿开始，我觉得有点生气。
It seems to me all he needs to say is yes.
就对我来讲，这个最简单的、这个直接的问回答就是，当然我要想要得医治。
But instead of saying, "Of course, I want to be healed," he starts to whine.
但是这个人没有说啊，当然我想要得医治。结果这个人开始抱怨了。
Oh, sir.
开始哭诉了。
I don't have anyone to put me into the pool.
夫子啊，没有人帮助我下到水里去。
No one will help me, and so someone else always gets into the pool before me.
因为没人帮我下水，所以总有别人在我前面到水里去，所以我永远得不了医治。
And I read that, and I think, quit whining.
当我读到这段的时候，我在想，这个人别再哭诉了。
You've been laying there for 38 years.
你跟着躺了38年了。
By then you could have crawled to the edge of the pool.
这38年的时间，你足够有足够的时间，你爬到池子边行吧。
Just waited right on the edge, and as soon as the angel comes, just fall in.
你就在池子边趴着，这天使一搅动池水，你赶快掉进去不就行了。
38 years, if you can only move 1 inch a year, you ought to be there.
就是38年，你每年只挪动1英寸，你也到池子边了呀。
I don't like him.
我实在不喜欢这人。
I think Jesus ought to just say, "Well, I forget you. You won't even say yes. I want to be healed."
我觉得我要是耶稣啊，就应该这么说。算了算了，你既然不想得医治，你连回答说我想得医治都不愿意说，那你就不要得医治。
But you see,
但是你看
，God loves to help those who can't help themselves.
神愿意帮助那些无法帮助自己的人。
When you bring Him an empty jar,
当你拿一个空器皿来到神面前
，and you say.I don't know what to do.
你说主啊，我实在不知道该怎么做了。
I've come to the end, and I cannot help myself anymore.
我已经走到尽头，我实在无法帮助我自己了。
God loves to fill the empty jar.
神愿意来注满你这个空气皿。
But you see, most of us really don't know anything about being empty.
就是我们今天我们很多人其实完全不知道这个空空如也是什么滋味。
When I walk into the house and say to my wife, "Oh, I am starving to death."
如果我今天回家跟我太太说，哎呀，我今天饿的我都要饿死了。
I could go 40 days without food, and I wouldn't die.
你知道，我其实可以禁食40天，因为耶稣曾经禁食40天，他也没有死去。
I'm a long ways from starving.
所以我根本不可能就这样就饿死呀。
When we're down to our last penny.
但是当我们花到最后一分钱的时候
，Most of us have some resources.
我们中间的大部分人都是会有一些资源可以
Family.
我们有家人
Government aid.
我们也有政府的资助
We really don't know. If we live in America, we probably don't know very much about what it means to be empty.
如果我们住在美国这个富足的这个国家，我们很难知道说真正的空空如也是什么滋味。
This week, I was going in the grocery.
这个星期我去买菜。
And a man came up and he said, "I'm really, really hungry."
有个人到我这儿来，就跑来找我，他说我很饿。
Would you give me some money?
你能不能给我点钱
？And I said, "No, I won't give you any money."
我说 no, 我不打算给你钱。
But just wait here.
但是你就在这儿等一下。
I thought, I'll go in, get some food, and bring it and give it to him.
我就去找了一些食物拿过来给他。
So I went in the store and bought some food and a drink.
我就买了一些食物，买了一些喝的。
Came back out.
然后又回来
Couldn't find him.
我找不到这人了
Walked all around looking for him.
我到处去找他，找不着
Then looking for someone who would take this food.
然后我只好就再去找一个门口，比如流浪汉，把这个
Apparently he was very hungry, but not hungry enough to wait 5 minutes.
很显然，这个人尽管很饿，他不愿意等五分钟，让我回来把食物给他
But there are people who are empty.
但是确实是有人是会空空如也
And it's hard being empty.
空空如也的滋味是很难受的。
Pastor Kyle Eidelman, a pastor up north.
有一个在北边的一个牧师。
He said he was walking down the street, and a homeless man said, "Mister, can you give me a dollar?"
他说他有一天他在街上走，就有一个无家可归的人过来找他说，先生，你可不可以给我一块钱？
The pastor gave the man a dollar.
所以牧师就给了他一块钱。
And then he said, "Can I ask you a question?"
牧师说，我能不能问你一个问题？
This guy was about to give the dollar back. He wasn't sure that he wanted to answer a bunch of questions from this man in a suit.
这个无家可归的人想着干脆把这钱还回去吧，我可不想花时间跟这个穿着满身西装的人来讨论什么问题。
But he finally decided, okay, I'll answer one question for a dollar.
但是最后他说，好吧，你既然给了我一块钱，我愿意回答你一个问题。
The pastor said, "Why are you out here?"
牧师就问他说，你怎么会就这样流落街头呢？
And he said, "I don't have a home anymore."
他说，我现在没有家了嘛。
Why? Well, that's two questions.
为什么? 这是第二个问题了。
The man told the pastor, I used to have a good job.
这个人就告诉牧师说, 我过去其实有个很好的工作。
Had a nice home.
我也有很好的一个家。
They had to lay off workers. I lost my job.
我就被裁员嘛, 没工作了。
I fell behind on my mortgage and eventually lost my home.
然后这房子的这个付款我也付不起了, 所以最后就只好房子也抵押掉。
Pastor Eidelman gave him another dollar.
所以这个牧师又给他一块钱说,
and said, I want to ask a third question.
我再问你一个第三个问题。
What is the hardest thing about being homeless?
你作为一个无家可归的人最难的是什么?
And he said this man thought for a minute and said this.
他这个人就想了一分钟然后说,
For me,
对我来讲,
the hardest thing
最难的是,
is asking people for help.
是求人帮忙。
I have a good education.
他说我曾经是受很好的教育。
I had a good job.
我也曾经有很好的工作。
And I was always able to take care of myself.
我过去一直都是能够照顾好我自己的。
And I don't like to ask people for help.
我实在是不喜欢去求人帮忙。
You see, it's hard to say, I'm empty.
所以,
I need help.
你当你空,真的是空掉了,你说我需要帮助,我现在很空, 实际上是很难说出口。
My son was about 9 years old.
我儿子那时候大概就九岁吧。
He had a flat tire on his bicycle.
他的自行车有一个胎瘪掉了。
He's out front working, trying to change the tire.
他就在家门口那院子里,他就自己想办法要去换胎。
I was sitting in the house working.
我在家里头,当时真的,我自己也在房子里面,我在做事情。
Sue said, Are you going to help him?
我太太就说, 你要不要去帮他一下?
I said, yeah.
我说当然了。
Well, why don't you go help him?
那你干嘛不去帮他呢?
I said, I'm waiting for him to ask.
我说我等着他来过来请我帮忙啊。
He worked, he struggled, he fought, he smashed his thumb.
这儿子就拿着这个锤子呀,钉在去,准备要换胎,结果把手也给砸了,但是他挣扎了老半天,他就是不来找我。
I could see him, he would look towards the door.
我从窗户可以看到他,那儿子有时候会回头看看爸爸在家里呢。
And then he'd go back to work.
然后他又去,接着去自己去倒。
He wanted to do it himself.
他就是想要自己把问题解决掉。
He didn't want to have to say, I need help.
他就是不想说我需要帮助。
He finally got it changed.
他最后还真是把这个车胎还给换掉了。
And then that night after he went to bed, I went out and put it on straight.
结果那天晚上他睡着了以后, 我悄悄地过去把这个胎又给他弄好了。
But he wasn't going to ask for help.
因为这儿子他就是不肯开口求人帮忙。
I got kind of frustrated with him.
我觉得这让我有点受挫败感。
Why won't he just ask for help?
他干嘛不过来问我,求我帮忙呢?
And then I remembered the week before.
然后想起来了,一个星期前,
I had been up at the school.
我在学校,
there was a heavy box.
一个很重的一个箱子,
and I really needed help carrying it.
我搬不动,我需要有人帮忙。
But I was pushing and pulling and fighting with the box.
结果我又一路又拖又拉又拽的, 就,
two or three people walked by and said hi.
大概有三四个人从旁边经过,都跟我打招呼说, hey,
And I could have said, would you help me with this?
我其实很容易嘛, 我说就是, 你能不能帮我把这个箱子抬过去?
But I didn't want to ask for help.
我就是不愿意求人帮忙。
And then I understood why my son has his problem.
我现在明白了, 我儿子为什么有这个问题?
You see, it is humbling to say, I need help.
你知道吗? 你要想开口说, 我需要帮助, 是需要谦卑下来。
I can't do this myself.
你要想说, 我这事我自己摆平不了, 这是其实是要谦卑的。
It's hard to admit, I'm empty.
这很难去承认说我很空。
And so I wonder if one reason we don't get more help from God,
所以我就在想, 是不是我们没有从神那里得到更多帮助的一个原因是,
is that we are too proud and stubborn to say, God, I need help.
是不是因为我们太过骄傲, 也太顽固, 不肯跟神说, 主啊, 我需要帮助。
A.W. Tozer said that one problem for the church is that we don't do anything that we can't do on our own.
陶泽也是个著名的一个布道家, 他是说, 我们现在教会的问题,一个问题也许是我们可以做任何事, 我们不需要圣灵来帮我们。
We can sing without God.
我们也不需要神, 我们就可以唱赞美诗。
We can preach a sermon without God.
我们可以不靠着神, 我们自己讲道。
We can give an offering without God.
我们也可以做奉献, 也不需要。
He said everything we do is stuff that we can do on our own.
他说我们在教会里做的一切事情都是我们靠着自己就能做的事。
We're not empty.
我们没有空掉。
A friend of mine said, I want to do something that is so big that there's no way I can do it unless God does it.
我一个朋友跟我讲，我想做一些这样一件大事，这个事大的我完全做不了，不能靠着我自己，只能靠着神的帮助我才能做得了。
He said, I want to reach the point where I realize I have to have God.
他说我希望我能到一个地步，就是我觉得我实在是需要神的帮助，因为我自己已经没有办法。
And so Jesus says, blessed are the poor.
所以耶稣说贫穷的人有福了。
Be happy when you're poor.
所以当你贫穷的时候你要感到高兴。
Because when we have nothing,
因为当我们什么也没有的时候
we're in the perfect place to receive God's grace.
我们就是在一个完美的地方可以得到神的恩典。
The prodigal son got hungry.
我们知道那个浪子回头故事里的浪子很饿了。
And he ate the food from the pigs.
他去吃猪食。
But when he was truly empty,
但是他真正空掉的时候,
when he was desperate,
当他已经是绝望了的时候,
he went home to the Father.
他回去找爸爸。
There comes a point where we run out of solutions.
所以会有到一个地步, 我们已经一切办法都没有了。
And that is when we can turn to God and say, God, I'm empty.
那时候就是我们需要转向神, 向神说, 我已经很空了的时候。
In the Gospel of Mark, a woman comes to Jesus.
在马可福音里面一个妇人来找耶稣。
She said, I've gone to many doctors.
她说我去了看了很多医生。
I've spent every penny.
我所有的钱都花完了。
And I get worse.
但是我这个病还是没好而且更糟糕了。
I'm empty.
我已经完全空掉了。
And Jesus heals her.
然后耶稣就医治她。
A father comes to Jesus.
一个父亲来找耶稣。
He says, my son is possessed with a spirit that gives him seizures.
他说我这儿子是被这个那时候叫鬼附体了。
It throws him in the fire.
他自己甚至往火堆里跳。
Can you do anything?
你能不能做点事帮助他？
He's saying, I'm empty.
他是跟耶稣说我已经空了，我不知道怎么办。
And Jesus heals his son.
然后耶稣就医治了他的儿子。
Mary sends for Jesus.
然后 Mary 就请人去请耶稣来。
Her brother is dying.
他的弟弟已经要死了。
He's the one who takes care of the family. Without him, they have nothing. They're empty.
这是拉撒路的故事。拉撒路是家里的男人，所以他肯定是照顾姐妹的一个。那时候没有这个男人在家里，这个女人是做没法支撑这个家。
Jesus brings Lazarus back to life.
耶稣让拉撒路死里复活。
Naomi says, I went out full.
Naomi, 拿俄米也是，她说我满满的出去。
I had everything. I had a husband. I had sons.
我出去的时候，我有丈夫，有儿子。
Life was good. I had a plan.
生活也是很美好。那时候我也有一些计划。
But I came back empty.
但是我回来的时候是空空的回来。
But when you read the story of Naomi in the book of Ruth,
但是如果你读路德记里拿俄米的故事，
I want you to see what happens when you're empty.
但是我想让你看到，就是当你空空的时候。
She says, I was full.Now I'm empty.
拿俄米说我空空满满的出去，但是现在我空空的回来。
In her emptiness.
但是在她的空空的这个状况中。
Ruth gives birth to a son.
我们知道路德是后来生了个儿子。
Naomi becomes a grandmother.
就拿俄米就成为了一个祖母。
And then she becomes a great grandmother.
然后她成为一个曾祖母。
And then she becomes a great great grandmother.
然后她成为一个曾曾祖母。
To King David.
是谁的？他的这个孙子辈里边出来的是大卫王。
When she is empty,
当他拿个米完全空掉的时候，
God fills her.
神就充满了他。
I was visiting with a friend whose wife had been diagnosed with cancer.
我曾经去探访一个朋友，他的太太是得了癌症。
A few months after our visit, she would die.
我们去探访他之后，几个月之后，他太太就过世了。
And he told me, he said,Three days before she went to the doctor.
他跟我说就是在太太这个去见医生就是确诊是癌症的三天之前。
A Sunday afternoon, I was taking a nap.
那个是星期天下午他在家里头睡一个小觉。
He said, I didn't know what was coming into our life.
他说我也不知道我们生活中会经历什么。
But he said, I began to pray, God.
但是他开始祷告他说神。
I need you.
我需要你。
And he said, the Holy Spirit came and
I felt his presence in a wonderful way.
他说当时就感觉圣灵就来了，而且他真正能够感受到圣灵就是一个奇妙的方式来到他。
So 3 days later, his wife goes in for a checkup and biopsy shows she has cancer.
3天之后，他太太去做活检，就是结果就是他得了癌症。
And he said this to me.
他对我是这么说。
I've had many dark hours.
他说从那以后，我经历了很多黑暗的时光。
But over and over, God has reminded me.
但是一次又一次，神都在提醒我。
I know your address.
我知道你的地址。
Before this happened, I came to your house and ministered to you.
他说在这一切发生之前，我已经到你的家里去跟你有这样的灵修的时光。
You see, one reason Jesus says it's blessed to be empty.
你知道耶稣说贫穷的人有福了，他一个原因是。
Is when we come to the end of our strength.
当我们的力量已经用尽的时候。
God knows our address.
神知道我们的地址。
He comes to be with us.
神会来与我们同在。
As long as the church at Laodicea was rich.
如果这个老底嘉教会一直是富足的。
There wasn't a lot God could do for them.
神为他们就做不了什么。
So God said, come to me empty.
所以神就跟。神说到我这里空着手来
I'll fill you
我会充满你
We don't like to be empty
我们不喜欢
We don't like to be weak
我们也不喜欢觉得自己很虚弱
We value strength
我们都是觉得有力量强有力的人才是好的
But God works through brokenness
但是神是通过破碎才能做事情
We focus on gifts
我们总是想要更多的恩赐，更多的礼物。
We take tests to figure out our personality type.
我们也许做一些什么心理测试，来看看我们的个性是属于哪种。
Our strengths, our gifts.
我们想要去找出来我们的恩赐在哪里，我们的长处在哪里。
And all those things are fine.
这也没有错，这都没问题。
But the focus is on us.
但是这个做这一切测试，这一切的重点都是焦点在我们自己身上。
This is my gift.
这是我的恩赐。
This is my strength.
这是我的长处。
This is what I can do.
这是我能做的事儿。
I've never seen a test for brokenness.
我也从来没见过一个什么心理测试来帮助你看你哪个地方是破碎的。
I've never seen a test to help us find out this is where you just can't do anything.
我也没有见过一个测试能够帮助你说在某一方面你是完全什么都不行。
But it seems to me
但是看起来好像是
that God loves to work in those areas
神是希望在那些方面你完全不擅长的方面神要做事
where we're weak and broken
那些地方我们可能就是很弱我们也觉得整个是
because you see our gifts draw attention to us
所以你知道我们的一些恩赐是把所有的人的注意力集中在我们自己身上
our brokenness draws attention to God.
但是如果我们破碎，我们的这个焦点是在神的身上。
Paul has some great strengths.
保罗是有很多的长处。
He is a brilliant scholar.
他在当时是非常有名的一个学者。
But God works through a thorn that he says it caused me terrible pain.
但是神是在他身上是有一根刺，他保罗是说这个刺让他很痛苦。
Joseph is a favorite son.
约瑟是他父亲最偏爱的儿子。
He has great privileges.
他在家里头有很多的优先。
But God used him after he is broken by being sold into slavery.
结果最后他是怎么样的？而他的哥哥们把他给卖去做奴隶。他那时候已经是完全被破碎，但是神就可以用他。
Read about vases that are made by a Japanese technique.
我曾经读过，就是关于这个日本的工匠来做花瓶是怎么做。
The vase is finished, it's painted, it looks beautiful.
他把这个花瓶做好了，一个完完整整，一个很美的一个造型，很漂亮的花瓶。
And after it's done,
全都做完之后，
they drop it.
他们把这个花瓶就让它崩，就掉到地上。
And let it break.
把让它花瓶给摔碎掉。
And that is what makes it special.
但这就是这个步骤，就是让这个花瓶特别很特别的一个地方。
Because then they take a lacquer that's blended with gold dust and they mend. The broken vase.
然后他们就用漆把这个金粉拌到这个漆里面，然后把这个碎片给拼接起来。
Every vase comes out unique and valuable.
所以这样拼接起来的这个花瓶，每一个都是独一无二的。
But it requires that it be broken.
但是你这个里边最必要的一个步骤就是一定要把这个花瓶打碎。
You see, in God's kingdom, He isn't looking for how strong are we.
因为在神的国里，他不是要看我们中间最强有力的是谁。
He's asking. How weak are we?
但是他问的是我们有多么弱。
How broken.
我们有多么破碎。
2 Corinthians, Paul is talking about how we minister.
在哥林多后书里, 保罗也讲到我们怎么样去跟人传福音。
And he says this.
他是这样说,
we have this treasure, the gospel.
哥林多后书4章7到10节, 我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里,
in jars of clay.
放在瓦器里。
Now these jars of clay are not beautiful vases like go in a museum.
这样的瓦器是什么? 可不是我们在博物馆看到的人家精心制作的那些陶器。
In Corinth, where Paul was writing, when you went through the streets at night, you had to carry a candle.
在那个时候, 保罗那个时代, 你要晚上从街道上走过去, 没有路灯, 所以你手里要拿一盏灯。
And so you put the candle in a little clay jar.
那个蜡烛就是放在一个小小的一个瓦罐里头。
And once the candle was burned down, you threw the jar away. It was of no value. If he were writing now, I think he would have said, we have this treasure in styrofoam cups.
如果是今天保罗在写这一段这个经文的话, 他可能就说, 我们有这个宝贝是在一个, 就是宝丽龙, 我们平时用的塑料杯子里。
No value.
因为这个杯子完全不值钱。
I know some of you are insulted that I just said you're like a styrofoam cup.
他说, 我觉得你可能觉得用塑料杯有什么问题吗? 没问题。
But it's okay. Because Paul says this is why God does it that way.
但是保罗说, 这就是说明, 这个瓦器使的是我们自己吗? 这个,
to show
他是要显明,
that the power belongs to God. And not to us.
是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
God wants to work through every one of us here.
神希望通过我们中间的每一个人来做工。
You have co-workers.
你有同工。
That God wants to touch through your life.
你的同工，神也许是希望通过你能够触摸这个同工的生活。
You have neighbors.
你有邻舍。
That God wants to touch through your life.
神希望通过你的生命能够来接触这位灵舍。
Friend of mine emailed me this week.
这个星期我有个朋友给我写信。
He said, I was walking down the street from my house.
他说我从家里往外在街上走的时候。
And he said, I saw that a family from India had moved in 2 houses from us.
我看到我们家这个两个房子隔壁搬来了一家印度人。
And so he said, I waved and kept walking.
我就跟他们挥挥手，然后就接着走。
He said, yesterday I walked down the street again. And this time the family from India invited me into their garage where they were cooking. And he said, I don't speak their language. And they don't speak English. But he said, I think I found out, number one, they're not from India, they're from Nepal. He said, I thought they were Muslim, they're Hindu. And he said, I think they invited me to eat.
他说,
because I just kept eating and eating and eating.
他说结果,
and he said, I almost think God sent me there.
他说我觉得几乎是认为说是神让我去的。
I said, yeah, I think you did.
牧师就说我觉得是神让你去的。
You see, God brings a family from Nepal.
因为神从尼泊尔把这个家庭移到了美国来。
And put some 2 doors down from a Christian.
然后住在离你家就两个房子的位置。
And the power of the gospel can work through this person to win their hearts.
福音的力量就可以通过我这个朋友来达到这一家。
But to do that,
但是要做到这一切,
we have to be empty.
我们必须要是空的。
We have to let God work through us.
我们必须要让神来通过我们来做工。
And we don't like to be empty.
但是我们不喜欢空虚的这种感觉。
My grandfather, as far as I know, never received but one time a Christmas gift his whole life.
我的祖父从来, 我想他一辈子, 大概就只得过一次圣诞礼物。
Every year,
每一年,
all of his grandchildren and children would gather at their house.
他的儿辈孙辈们就来到他的家。
And they would open gifts.
然后我们大家都会打开礼物。
But no one ever got my grandfather a gift.
但是从来就没人给爷爷给个礼物。
You see, my grandfather always said, I don't want any gifts. I don't need anything. I've got plenty. Don't give me anything. And so everyone always did what he said. One year I felt really bad. I said to my father, let's get Grandpa a gift. He said, you'll be sorry. I said, everybody wants a Christmas gift. Even if Grandpa were an atheist, he would like a Christmas gift. We got him a Christmas gift. I thought it was really nice. I was really proud of it. They handed out all the presents. And I took this one and I said to my grandpa, here, this one is for you. And he opened it. He looked at it. And he said, I'm sure that's very nice. But if I had needed it, I would have gone and bought one. You see, my grandfather could not say, I'm empty. I need help. And one reason, it seems to me, that we miss out on the wonderful gifts that God wants to pour into our church and into our lives. Is that we're not empty. We don't say it, but we think. God, thank you.
实际上我们在跟神说，主啊， 谢谢。
But if I really needed that, I could do it myself.
不过如果我真的需要，我自己去做。
I'm strong enough.
我足够强壮，我可以做。
God is looking for people who are empty.
但是神在寻找那些空掉的人。
Because the more empty we are,
因为我们越空,
the more help we can receive.
我们就可以得到越多的帮助。
Joseph is discarded by his family.
约瑟已经被他的家人给抛弃了。
And God is able to use him to save Egypt.
但是神却通过约瑟能够拯救埃及。
Moses is a stutterer,
摩西是个结巴,
who is out in the desert taking care of sheep.
他是在沙漠里牧, 在这个旷野里牧羊的人。
And God is able to use him to confront Pharaoh.
但是神就用这样的一个人去面对强有力的法老。
David is such a runt, the weak one.
大卫在他们家里头，就他有兄弟，有七八个兄弟呢。他在中间是最小最弱的一个。
That when the prophet comes and says to his father, God wants to choose one of your sons as king.
所以撒母耳到他这个先知撒母耳到他家里，要从他儿子中间要找一个成为以色列的王的时候，
his own father forgets about David.
他爸爸都把大卫给忘掉了。
Any of you kids feel like your parents aren't very nice to you? At least they haven't forgotten about you yet.
你些孩子们，你们有时候会觉得爸爸妈妈对你们不够好，但他们没把你们忘掉吧？
They go through Jesse's sons, come to the last one.
我们看到这个撒母耳去，这个耶西的这七个儿子都在那从大到小。
And Samuel says, none of these are the ones.
撒母耳说，这些中间没有神要拣选的那一位。
Are you sure you don't have another son?
你难道没有别的儿子了吗？
I forgot.
哦，才想起来了。对了。
Yeah, there's one more. He's down there taking care of sheep.
对了，还有一个最小的在那牧羊呢。
And God uses him to kill Goliath.
但是神就是用这个小小的大卫
to become king.
把这个巨人哥利亚给杀了。
God is looking for people who don't have it all figured out.
神是在寻找那些自己实在没有办法的人。
So he can fill us and use us.
所以他就这样，他可以充满我们，
Ephesians 5, Paul wrote this.
以弗所书第五章，保罗这么说。
Be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
I know you are science people, so this isn't going to be any fun, but I want to give you a quick grammar lesson.
我们大家可能很多是学理工科的， 但是我想要给大家一个语法课。
Be filled is present tense.
被圣灵充满，这个用的它是其实用的是现在时。
That means it's something that just keeps on happening.
这是现在时是什么意思？就是这事儿一直在发生，现在还在发生。
You were filled last week.
你上个星期被充满。
He says you need to be filled again.
他说你需要再被充满。
And again.
一次一次的再被充满。
You don't just say, I remember being filled back in 1998 at a special retreat.
你不能说我在1998年的一次退休会上我被圣灵充满。
So I guess I'm done.
所以我想我已经满了。
No.
不是这样的。
He says, keep on.
这个词的意思是要
over
一次又一次的再被充满。
But the other bit of grammar that I want you to see is this.
但是另一点这个语法上面我希望你注意到的是。
It'spassive voice.
是被动式，是被充满。
That means it's not something you can do for yourself.
这个被动什么意思？你没法自己把自己充满，你要。
You don't fill yourself with the Spirit.
你不能自己用圣灵把自己充满，是要被圣灵充满。
All you can do.
你所能做的。
Is say God.
就是说神呢。
Here I am.
我在这儿。
And I need to be filled.
我需要被充满。
There's some emptiness.
我里边是空的。
I'm an empty jar.
我现在就是个空器皿。
And I need to be filled.
我希望我需要被充满。
And when we come to Him that way,
当我们这样来到神面前
He loves to fill us.
神是很爱这时候来充满我们。
Jonathan Goforth.
Jonathan Goforth 这位是一个宣教士。
He and his wife went as missionaries to Northern Henan Province.
他跟他太太都是在中国河南的宣教士。
During the Boxer Rebellion, he was almost killed.
我们知道那个义和拳运动的时候，很多的宣教士都被杀了。他当时差点就被杀了。
They escaped. They came home to Canada for a few months.
当时他们逃出来了，他们回到加拿大待了几个月。
He was miserable in Canada.
他在加拿大，他觉得很痛苦。
He said.The Christians were cold and dead.
他说加拿大的这些基督徒们就是又冷漠，而且整个这个教都基督教已经死了。
He and his wife went back to China 1901.
所以他们在1901年，他跟他太太又回到中国。
But he said most of the churches were lukewarm.
他说当时在中国建立的一些很多教会都是不冷不热。
They were like Laodicea.
他们就像这个老底嘉教会一样。
And he said the truth is.I was lukewarm.
他说当时真正的这个情况是
He said,
也是不冷不热。
I knew how to preach.
他说我知道怎么讲道。
I knew how to be a missionary and evangelist.
我也知道怎么样做一个宣教士，怎么样做一个牧师。
I could do this.
我可以做这些。
He wasn't empty.
我那时候没有空掉。
But he'd been back about 5 years.
但是他回到中国已经五年了。
He was preaching.
他有一天他是在讲道。
And as he was preaching, he looked back and he saw a brother.
当时他讲到的时候，他回头看到一个弟兄。
That he'd had conflict with.
他跟这个弟兄曾经有过争辩。
And he said as he was preaching, God said.
但是他在讲到的时候，他觉得神在对他说。
I want you to go and apologize to that brother.
他说我希望你现在就去跟那个弟兄要道歉。
Goforth said, I tried to preach while I was arguing with God.
他说我在讲到的时候，我心里就在跟神在这争论。
Which is hard to do.
但是我不愿意这么做。
But he said, God, it was his fault.
他说那是他错呀，我跟他吵是因为他错，不是因为我的。
He said some bad things about me.
他当时肯定在外面散布关于我的坏话。
He should apologize to me.
他应该对我道歉呢。
And now he's preaching.
但是他继续就接着讲道。
But God said, I want you to go apologize.
但是神就一直跟他讲，我希望你过去跟他道歉。
I want you to humble yourself.
我希望你谦卑下来。
I want you to be empty.
我希望你能够空掉。
Jonathan Goforth said he finally stopped speaking.
所以这个 Goforth 最后他实在是没办法，他就
bowed his head and said, "God, as soon as the service is over, I will go talk to that man."
所以他低下头，他说：“主啊，他说这个我这场这个讲道结束之后，我就立刻去找他。
”He confessed, "I'm empty."
他承认他已经空掉了。
He did what God told him to do.
他做了神要他做的事。
Said, for the next several months, every time he spoke, the Holy Spirit moved in the service.
他说从那之后的几个月，他每次只要开口讲道，神的这个灵，圣灵就来到他们中。
The next 10 years, he traveled through China. He would preach sometimes 8 hours a day.
他最后在以后的十年间，他就在中国各地去讲道。
I know you're thinking, it seems like it this morning, but I haven't.
有时候甚至一下就讲一天，整整讲八个小时。可能有的人觉得今天这个讲道应该像八个小时一样，没那么久了。
Thousands of people were converted.
那时候有成千上万的人都
Why?
就皈依就信主，为什么
？Because someone said.
因为有人说
，God, I'm empty.
主啊，我已经空掉了。
And I need to be filled.
我需要你来充满我。
After he confessed his emptiness.
当他承认他自己是空了以后
，God could fill him.
神就可以充满他。
This morning,
今天早上
，Maybe you're empty.
也许你是空了。
You've tried to live the Christian life in your own power.
也许你是靠着自己的力量想过一个基督徒的生活。
And it's time to say.I can't do this on my own.
可是现在也许就是你需要停下来跟神说，主啊，我靠着自己我做不下去。
I'm empty.
我已经空了。
Maybe you struggle with a health issue, a financial issue.
也许你是在为自己身体健康问题或者是经济上的问题你在挣扎。
And you've reached the point where it just feels.It's hopeless and it's dragging you down spiritually.
你到了一个点，你已经觉得实在是没希望了，你已经就到了尽头了。
I want you to know this morning that that's the point.
我想让你知道，这就是这个点。
Where God can fill you.
就是神可以从这里开始来充满你。
You see, when you're empty.
当你空的时候
，God never says.
神从来不会说
Well, she's empty, I'm just going to throw her away.
哦，她已经空了，那就没用了，就丢出去算了。
When you're empty,
当你空的时候
When God sees you come to him and say, I have nothing.
神看到你到神面前来说，你跟神讲，我已经什么都没有。
He wants to fill you.
神现在想要充满你。
I asked Sister Crystal to sing a song.
我想要冯师母来给我们唱一首歌。
The lady who wrote this song, Annie Flint,
写这首歌的这个作者 Annie Flint,
had a difficult, difficult life.
她的生活是非常艰苦的。
Her parents died when she was a young child.
她很小的时候就父母双亡。
She became a teacher.
然后她后来成为一个教师。
Had taught just a few months.
结果她只教了几个月以后。
They found she had severe arthritis that crippled her.
他就发现他得了类风湿关节炎，所以整个人就腿是瘸的了。
Later, she developed cancer.
之后他又得了癌症。
She spent so many months in bed that they had to just put pillows around to cushion the sores.
他每次他在床上，因为卧床不起，所以躺得太久长褥疮，所以人家就得把他周围都用软软的枕头把他给垫起来，不然太疼了。
40 years of almost constant pain.
他几乎是就这样在床上就躺了四十年，每次非常痛苦的四十年。
And out of that pain,
但是在这种痛苦之中
，she wrote this song.
他写了这样一首歌。
When we've exhausted our endurance,
他说当我们已经没有再多的忍耐。
When our strength has failed and the day is only half through.
他说当你看这一天只过了一半我们已经耗尽了力气了。
When we reach the end of all of our resources.
当我们的资源已经枯竭。
When we're absolutely empty.
当我们完完全全的空掉的时候。
Our Father's giving.
神的供应。
Is only begun.
才刚刚开始。
She said his love has no limits.
他的爱没有限度。
His grace has no measure.
他的恩典无法测度。
His power has no boundaries.
他的力量是超过人所能想到。
Out of his infinite riches.
从他这无限的丰富里面。
He gives and gives and gives.
神就不断地在给予，给予，再给予。
This morning as she sings.
所以当冯师母唱这首歌的时候。
If you found you're empty,
如果你觉得你自己是有空虚的地方
，spiritually，
不管是属灵上的
，emotionally，
或者是情感上的
，physically exhausted，
或者身体上觉得很累了
，the stress of life，
而是为了生活的这些压力
Would you say, God?
你能不能对神说，神
？I'm empty.
我空了。
Would you come and fill me?
主能不能过来，你来充满我
？And He loves to do that.
神是很爱这么做的。
Dear God, we come to you this morning.
亲爱的主，我们今天早上来到你面前。
We may not know it, but we're empty.
我们也许不知道，没有意识到，但是我们真的是很空了。
There's no way we can solve the problems of life in our own strength.
靠着我们自己的力量，我们也没法解决生活中所有的问题。
And so this morning we ask that you would come and fill us.
所以主啊，求你今天早上就来充满我们。
Would you show us how desperately we need you?
你要让我们显明给我们看，我们多么需要你。
And would you give us the humility to cry out to you?
让我们也有这样的谦卑，能够让我们真的对你呼求。
For your grace and your strength.
为着你的恩典，为着你的力量。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。阿门。Amen.